Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two on this Friday edition, second day of November 2007. Wide open phones for the full 3 hours at 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to take a couple more swaths of calls here. Then we're going to get into a bunch of global warming, global tax news moving through the Senate right now. Also, the Lost Treaty, the Treaty of the Sea. Treaty has moved through the Senate, Law of the Sea Treaty. Also, more on what's happening to the plunging markets and the dollar. The two now moving down together. That is, before it was dollar or the stock market, now it's both, you see. Which one do you want to keep? I told you they were both tied together. So that's all coming up. Let's go to fellow GCN host calling in, Eric Shine from California. Eric, how are you doing today?
Good, Alex. How are you?
Well, I'm not too good. The country's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, and I have an emergency bulletin to pass on to you and to your listeners. Is the Coast Guard, since it moved into Homeland Security in 2003 from the Department of Transportation, is self-declaring itself to be a branch of military. There's been quite some confusion over time, whether it has been or if it's been paramilitary. It's always been a civil service in a time of declared war. It moves under and becomes part of the Navy, just like the United States Merchant Marine does. That's one reason why I have a Naval Commission. What they're doing, though, is they're carrying on military tribunals of civilians here on American soil within Coast Guard proceedings of ship's captains, tugboat captains, engineers, and others.
You're telling me they are now engaging in maritime admiralty law tribunals against U.S. citizens? Unbelievable.
Yes, and they're actually using Judge Advocate General Corps officers in uniform, in military uniform.
For those that don't know, that's the military going out and grabbing U.S. citizens. That's incredible.
Yeah, and it's been going on for 4.5 years. They've actually been doing this. They have one guy that they grabbed when the Coast Guard was a branch of civil service. The reason they're a civil service is because they have to deal with Americans, but it gets much deeper than that.
That's right, because the Posse Comitatus taught us they were under civil defense.
Right, under DOT, and that's why they were moved in there in the 60s. But it's worse because what they're doing now is instead of having people register their boats with the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles for the states, they're stealing that money, getting them to register their boats with Homeland Security, U.S. Coast Guard.
Well, that's why Homeland Security has now said to go outside the 12-mile mark now. They're even commandeering fishing boats that are taking tourists out and demanding passports. Now to leave the country, you go through a Homeland Security. No APB, no criminal warrant out. They just decide if you can leave or even go out past the 12-mile mark.
Well, they're even going and boarding. They have a branch of military now boarding American flag private vessels, tugboats, yachts, sailboats, whatever. And they're getting people to register their boats, just like the Department of Motor Vehicles, with a branch of the military. That's like registering your boat with the Navy. And I'm sorry, the only time that anything like that was ever done was in World War II.
Eric, this is huge. Do you got any articles up about it? I'll get some of my writers to do a story on it, because I'm aware of much of what you said, but not all of it.
Well, actually, and there's two new vessels coming out that are an international class interceptor for the Coast Guard, and the names of these two vessels are named the Berthof and the Vosch, two good German names.
Well, what's happening is they are seizing the infrastructure and the intercoastal waterways, and now under Homeland Security running checkpoints everywhere, searching citizens. This is just, I went through this a few weeks ago in Galveston. Give people your website.
www.martiallaw911.com. But if you Google the web, there's all kinds of articles that have been written about it. And
all right, Eric,
there.
It's very important. We really appreciate your call. Take care. All right, we're going to come back and continue with everybody else's phone calls and a ton of news right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens to you.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've been risking it all for more than a decade to go toe-to-toe with the New World Order. I've asked you to join me in this fight against them. They give us no quarter. They are coming against us on a thousand fronts. And millions of people have answered the call. We're getting into very, very serious times right now. And I'm asking you out there to redouble your efforts every day in every way to wake your fellow countrymen and women up. Because we're headed into very, very serious times. We're going to go back to your calls right now, and then I will get into all that news that I just mentioned. Who's up first here? Steve in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, Steve. Yeah, I'd met you on 9/11 there when you were in town. I actually had a couple of the videos I'd shot with We Are Change and that you put up. And just wanted to mention one thing, that sometimes we do have some successes here with the New York film permitting issues that we were protesting and stuff. They finally came out with some changes now that have turned out to be a lot more favorable. So once in a while we have a small victory in this fight.
That's right. Bloomberg, in conflict of interest, claiming you can't even have a video camera in the city without paying for $1 million of insurance and that camera phones aren't allowed. But no one's going to go along with that and buy into that. And they've lost so many lawsuits that he was forced to back off. I mean, that's the good news. Congress has a 11% approval rating and plunging. They're totally discredited. The war, 80% of Americans are against it. So, yes, their whole system is very, very unpopular, and the people are getting wise to it.
And the thing is like you said before, you know, the first part of movement is to move. And, you know, even just taking little steps, the baby steps, it's still just one more thing they got to deal with. You know, it's like you hit them from every angle and things start coming apart.
That's it. The first thing is to discredit these people. It's not our government. It's criminal. They tell us give up all of our freedoms and liberties for terrorists, and they leave our borders completely open, and it just doesn't hold water anymore. And every week I read about them raiding some old man in Indiana or Texas who's got black powder in their gun safe and arresting him and calling him Al-Qaeda and saying, oh, my gosh, he had 10 guns. We can't believe he had this many. I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of them just feeding on us.
Yeah, it becomes like this growing cycle. You know, ever since, you know, from the Clinton administration on up, people blame this administration, but it's been a slow, insidious process for a long
They're following
time.
An exact policy. The policies don't change from Bush, Clinton, mm-hmm. Bush, now Clinton probably. It just continues. It just continues to roll on.
Yeah, one thing you turned me on to, the whole concept of Fabian socialism, which I've never really studied before, but you start seeing how that is like permeated into all different aspects of politics. And
total micromanagement of the people.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I won't take up any more of your time today. We'll be posting another video on the deployment resolution, so I'll email Aaron that when it gets up.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Zach in Oregon, you're on the air. Yes.
I know you're not into a lot of these astrological events and everything, but I think your listeners might be interested to hear about this one, and that mm-hmm. is the planet Pluto crossing Galactic Center in early November of this year. So this event is taking place right now, and before I make my point, which is actually a prediction, I want your listeners to be open to the idea.
The Galactic Center is billions of light years away in the center of the Milky Way galaxy. We are on the outer spiral arm, the next to last arm, away from the Galactic Center. And all this talk about how we're crossing a Galactic Center is not true.
Where'd you get that?
You understand that astrology is not astronomy?
Well, yeah, but you also got to understand that information like this has been suppressed for reasons.
Suppressed? Okay, sir, I'm telling you that Pluto is not crossing the galactic center.
All right.
I mean, what does that mean, Pluto crossing the galactic center?
Well, I mean, something I would like your listeners to understand is that these are not just rocks floating in space, that the position of the planets and their movements actually affect our consciousness on one level or another. And I know it does sound like all new agey and everything.
The only way a planet affects us is when I'm looking at it in the night sky, that the little rods and cones in my retina pick it up. That's how it's affecting me, is that micron of light going into these incredibly light-sensitive little brain appendages that are my eyeballs.
Right, right. Well, I mean, well, to get to the point, what I'm trying to get at is
the gravitational pull, you're saying spiritually they affect us.
Right, and psychologically and everything, too. But I just want to
tell you what, instead of being mean to you, you just go ahead and make your case. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you had Jordan Maxwell on your show about a year ago, and he was talking about that there might be some event in this November of this year, because you were asking him, you know, why the holdup, why is the elites, you know, not moving with their whole plan and everything like that. And he was saying that this November is looking like a very good time. And I, you know, can't be sure, but I think he might be talking about this event, because a man by the name of Michael Tarsan, who gets into a lot of this discussion about the toxicity of man and the evilness in man and everything like that, and it's all charted out in the stars and everything like that. He also follows Jordan Maxwell's work with the Sons of the Serpents and everything, and he talks about all this. But basically what my point is that I think this event will generate a lot of fear in the minds of the people, which the oligarchy will take full advantage of and launch another false flag terror attack on the United States. Because I know you've been seeing it must be coming. I know we're on the razor's edge pretty close, so I think that they might actually use this event to pull out their plan. That's
this event, well, now scientifically, what is Pluto doing?
All right, well, Pluto, you got to understand that the planets actually represent these certain archetypes. Now, Pluto represents deconstruction and radical change, and is also very in touch with the human psyche and what Freud called the shadow self. Now, what it's supposed to be doing is, it's kind of like what Michael Tarsan puts it. It's like, you know how the light shines through your window at a certain angle and you can see all the particles in the air? That's what Pluto's going to do. It's going to show us all the toxicity which is inside the world. And it also does actually something which is also pretty interesting, because it's also crossing into Capricorn, which is a sign of order and government. So when you got Pluto, the planet which is representing deconstruction and radical change, and it's moving into the sign of order and government,
do you know what Pluto is? Do you know what Pluto is the god of?
What is Pluto the god of?
You don't know?
Well, you just asked me the question.
It's the Roman god of the underworld.
Okay. The ruling god of the underworld?
The Roman god of hell.
Oh, okay, I get you now.
Listen, I appreciate your call.
Right.
I really do, man. I really do. I thought people were waking up right now because we spread the word about the New World Order and people made copies of films. We've done thousands of radio shows. I didn't know that everything was going to change in November because Pluto was crossing the galactic center, which isn't even true. Look, I've had enough of all the snake men talk. I've had enough of UFO stuff. I don't cover that. PD and half of our movement spends their time on it because it's easy. You don't have to actually read any bills. Let's talk about the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, saying the government is prepared for martial law and revolt against the American people. It says they're worried about us revolting. They're worried about us standing up. It's for us, the military, to suppress us in the defense package for this year. Now, I don't know if they're going to go ahead and pull it, but they're certainly lined up. Bush, in May of this year, declares himself dictator above Congress, and then a few months later goes to Montebello, Canada, for the SPP and openly says the UN is over us during emergencies. That's mainstream news. Huge, unbelievable, earth-shaking, incredible events happening. We have bills passing, going out of the House, 400-plus votes, 90-plus percent of the House voting, going to the Senate to set up a 10-member board that will decide what books to ban and what websites to ban and what they say ideas contribute to homegrown terrorists. And it literally says prevention, pre-crime. You think that's an American thing? Pre-crime? Burning books, ladies and gentlemen. It actually says it's all happening. We're being raped by the international bankers. They're raping the dollar, raping the country, doubling the number of police every few years, just running all over the place, sitting there with the radar guns, ignoring the illegal aliens who don't have stickers or, you know, they don't want the hoopties. They want the middle-class people who've got the money, who pay like cattle. Again, it just illustrates it's all a sick joke. You as a citizen go in with one form of ID, no ID. They tell you, get out of the bank. The illegal aliens, yes, sir, you're in the front of the line. My illustration is this is a criminal government. Period. Period. And I'm tired of going on talk shows or being attacked by the national news for all the things that, just because the mainstream media spins and lies doesn't mean that everything alternative media is saying is true. Now, I don't believe in astrology. Astrology is based on the earth being the center of the universe. The earth is not the center of the universe. And I know it's fun to get up and read the horoscope and talk about Pluto and the house of Mars and Saturn and the Keebler elves. This is not the broadcast for that. This is not where I do that. Now, listen, you're welcome to call in about it, but you're going to get what I think about it. Okay, I deal with real issues. I mean, there are idiots on the internet who sit there and take John Edwards or myself or anybody else when we look up during TV interviews and there's two cameras, I mean two lights, that's how you set lights. And the reflection of those is on your eye. You can even see in these videos the lights. It's when you look up at the lights. And they go, look, it's reptoid eyes. They're, I mean, give me a break. Stop taking the LSD and get serious. Okay? It's time to stop the childish mental illness. It's time to get serious. We need you guys, instead of ninnying and infighting with each other, whether the Tooth Fairy, the Vatican, or the Jews run everything, and start just fighting the New World Order. And we need to stop worrying about if it's the reptoids or the possum people. We desperately need to get focused on real issues. Houston Chronicle and other papers reported they have built FEMA camps for the American people. I have videotaped the Marines training to take your children from you and to take you to camps. All of us. Major News now admits years after we broke it, they've trained the preachers to tell you to submit. We have literal Nazi slash communists wanting to take over. We've got to stop them and ring the alarm bell and stop babbling about Pluto.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
SpyVille.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyVille.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyVille.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyVille.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyVille.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyVille.com today.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
In Greek, Hades is the god of the underworld. In Roman, it is Pluto. Interesting that, of course, Satan's main servant is Charon, and that's the name of Pluto's largest satellite moon. All right. And I'm not trying to be mean to you, sir. I know it's fun to be into astrology and cute and everything. It's just that and I happened to research it and looked into it. And it's just no end to the chicanery that goes on with it. And believe me, the gypsies and people out at the roadside shacks doing it don't believe in it either. They're just conning you. And so I'm begging my listeners to just please get into real issues. I'm begging you. We need every man and woman to focus on stuff we can prove. I mean, let's just say it's real. You know, I don't believe it, but whatever. The point is, we got to deal with stuff we can prove. Let's go to Sam in Utah, then Tony, Dan, Jimmy, Scott, and others. Sam, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I've got several things I want to talk about. I need to tell you a little bit about who I am before I do so you'll know what I mean. My name is Sam Bushman, and I make a living as a talk show host and as a mortgage broker. And I also run a couple of radio stations as a general manager as well. But the reason I tell you that is because there's kind of two levels of people. There's a lot of us who are talk show hosts who do a good job and who tell a lot of the truth. We're not bought off by the New World Order. I've known about your show for a long time, but in the past I've just heard what I've heard about it, never researched it myself well enough. And I just thought, oh, Alex is too hardcore. Alex, makes a lot of claims. They're hard to back up. But that's because those who don't do their research don't know. As of late, probably the last 2 months, I have listened to your show quite a bit. And I have researched a lot of the claims you make. And indeed, they are factual. Indeed, you are speaking the truth. And I just wanted to come on the radio and tell everybody about that because it's interesting. At first, you want to disclaim it and say it's just too radical. And my response is, as you say, do the research, and you'll absolutely find out the truth.
Well, Sam, I appreciate those kind words because I don't like coming on air and saying the things I'm saying. But morally, I've got to tell people the truth. I've got to tell people the NRA was founded for and been involved in gun control since the start. I've got to tell them.
By the way, I worked with Larry Pratt, worked on that in detail, and every bit of that is absolutely factual.
And I got to tell people that Fox and Rupert Murdoch are behind Hillary. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but it's true.
You know, I thought Glenn Beck was a reasonably good guy. I've been working with Von Kleist on that and Joyce Riley and those guys. And I've seen the interview that Glenn Beck did his best to assassinate him for talking about 911 truth and all that kind of stuff, just showing where Glenn Beck really stands. All you've got to do is spend the time to do the research, and I'm just telling people, don't dismiss it. Find out for yourself. There's no greater convert than to do that.
I hear you, my friend. Anything else?
Well, a couple of other things. One, I mentioned that I was a mortgage broker as well, and I just want to talk about the dollar falling, oil skyrocketing, mortgages melting down around the world. They want you to believe it's a subprime problem with subprime mortgages. They're lying. It's not the truth. Sure, subprime mortgages are affected, but the fact is it's the Federal Reserve and the manipulation of the currency that's at the heart of it. The bottom line is if there was gold and silver, honest money, if you will, they wouldn't be able to manipulate this stuff. They wouldn't be able to prop up values of homes like they do, play games with money and appraisal amounts and everything else. The bottom line is you can talk about the symptoms. There's all kinds of symptoms, but the truth is it's dishonest money at the heart of it all.
Well, that's it. And frankly, with the type of inflation we're seeing, housing should actually still be going up. But they are artificially, and they said this, popping it by design. And
it's all their manipulations at the heart of it. And nothing will make sense due to true-based economics because it's all manipulation on their part.
Well, that's why we may see housing really drop but then go back up later because if the dollar is devalued even more, then you would imagine that housing would have to go up. But then if nobody has money to buy housing or other real estate, then it may stay down. I mean, it just I really don't know exactly what's going to happen, but any direction it takes, it's all bad.
All I can tell you is this. It doesn't matter if it goes down or up. What will happen since they're at the center control of this with their money manipulation is they will fleece the American people of their wealth in real estate no matter what. If it goes up or down, their goal is to fleece us of our wealth.
Well, good to hear from you, Sam. Take care. You run a couple stations. Put me on. We'll come back and talk to Tony, Dan, Jimmy, Scott, and then I'm going to get into a bunch of news on the global tax. Oh, yeah, on top of this world recession slash depression, they've got a whole new taxing system for you, even more to put on the back of the little donkey. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tony in Minnesota, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to make a request. I want to, if you can have a better guest on the air or more guests. You know, you used to have, like, 6 months ago, you used to have, like, the Loose James guys and Steve Jones. I was just wondering if you could have them back on.
Okay, well, since you're asking me to do stuff, will you call in on a better phone next time? Or talk right into your receiver? Yeah. Listen, we had the Loose James guys on last Monday for an hour, and we have 9/11 guests on all the time. So, but you can always go to theprisonplanet.com. message board in the guest suggestion area and tell us who you'd like to hear on the show. Any points about the economy, news, the war, any issues you're calling in about, or just you calling in to give me a tip?
But just a request. The other thing is, you know,
I can't understand you. I'm gonna let you go. I'm sorry, Tony. I just can't make out what you're saying. I made out the first part. Dan in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Alex. It's an honor and a pleasure. Just curious, have you seen this new video that's number one in Google 100 called Hillary Uncensored, Banned by the Media?
Yeah, we linked to that with her and all the campaign contributions and running scams and all those recordings of her. It's just, frankly, that's nothing compared to Pardongate and the Chinese generals and Whitewater and the savings and loan and the Rose Law Firm. And just that woman is just a criminal from day one. She's an absolute demon. But, yeah, I actually did watch the 14-minute video, I guess, on Monday, and we posted it, I think, Tuesday.
Oh, okay, because I didn't see the posting. Yeah, I mean, her criminality goes beyond numbers, but I don't know, I just thought this was a nice one to just show, you know, all these Hillary supporters out there that there's an actual case, like, pending, you know, that it's, you know, sometimes it's hard for them to believe and get into all the Chinese general stuff, but, you know, here you got...
Believe it. I mean, the Chinese general stuff was all over the news. And then Treasury Secretary Ron Brown said he was going to blow the whistle, and then his plane blew up, and the Air Force coroners were saying they shot everybody in the head. They had special ops on the aircraft. They shot everybody in the head, blew the door, and heload or high load out of there. And that's what the investigators said on the ground, and they all got killed. I mean, it's just incredible. These people never end.
Yeah, I know. They're pure evil. One last thing. Hey, if you want to check out a good song, I think you'd be interested. You should check out Pat Benatar, and the name of the song is Invincible. It's from 1985. I think you'll love the lyrics.
Pat Benatar. I'll start playing some Pat Benatar.
Yeah, just try to check it out. I think you'll really, really dig the lyrics. It's sort of appropriate to what's going on today. So, all right, Alex, take care. Thanks a lot for everything you're doing.
Thank you, Dan, for calling. Jimmy in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I've been reading up on this guy named John Negroponte. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes, he's the Undersecretary of State, and he's been assigned to the head of Iraq operations. And he ran the death squads in Latin America. He's brought over more than 20,000 former members and commanders of the death squads. We broke that a year before it was actually in mainstream news, to Iraq. And he was the head of intelligence, the intelligence czar before that. And he is just, again, unbelievably wicked henchman.
I agree. And it just goes to show the hypocrisy of the United States when it comes to terrorism, for real. You ask me, do you agree with that?
It's clear the CIA staged bombings to blame it on their political enemies in Latin America.
Yeah, it seems like these politicians just cannot stop talking about terrorism whenever their henchmen are committing it every single day.
Simpson pops up all the time, too.
Would your friend like to get on air?
Yeah, that's what I just was wondering, too, Alex. I might just throw him out of the room for a second.
Okay.
Anyway, man... That's all I really have to say, man. The United States is a really hypocritical country, and I think coming or talking about it might not be enough anymore.
I hear you, my friend. You know, Americans have become decadent, and our souls have become fat and blubbery.
I agree. I think something really needs to happen. The breaking point is soon.
I appreciate your call, Jimmy. The problem here is that we think that we can be wicked and do bad things in the world and it won't come home. That torture's cute and false flag terror's cute. I mean, I've seen neocons admit that our government staged terror attacks in other countries. They say, well, that's just how we win. Well, you don't think these operators are going to come back here and set up shop with mercenaries and black ops squads and assassination death squads and control? Our government for 5 years has been publicly running Las Vetas Mexican paramilitary to do assassinations from as far north as Chicago, Illinois, to right here in Austin, Texas. They can even have car bombs go off in Dallas and kill people, and it's just a footnote in the paper. See, real terrorism's kept quiet, and then the media... In fact, let's just cover this now. Let me dig it out of my stack here. This is the top story up on PrisonPlanet.com today. Memos prove Rumsfeld directed psychological terror campaign. Hyping climate of fear, threat of violence to achieve political objections is the very definition of terrorism. Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com, November 2nd, 2007. New Pentagon memos released by the Washington Post prove that ex-defense U.S. Secretary Donald Rumsfeld directed a psychological warfare campaign of terror against the American people in order to achieve political objectives, making Rumsfeld himself a terrorist, according to the very definition of the term. Do what we say, give up your rights, or terrorists are going to kill you. That's terrorism. Donald Rumsfeld, the former United States Defense Secretary, tried to maintain an atmosphere of fear in America as part of the war on propaganda campaign, a series of leaked memos has shown, reports the London Telegraph. In an April 2006 memo, Rumsfeld encouraged Pentagon officials to keep elevating the threat and talk about Somalia, the Philippines, etc. Make the American people realize they are surrounded in the world by violent extremists. And it continues. Then you actually study all these men. These were hardcore ground operatives in black ops worldwide. These are seasoned hardcore killers. And they want the power, and they said, why not take over? And they got the big banks full backing, and they are serious. I just learned that Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi, who was hired in 2003 and paid over $1 million to consult the federal government on the setting up of the Tattletale Society. And now you see it every day in the news. FBI in rural area pays for, you know, dinner to have locals come and tells them they need them to fight terror and spy on neighbors and report dossiers and look for marijuana plants and fight crime. And does somebody have black powder? And see, there's no real terrorist in Illinois or Indiana or Missouri or California. You know, it's just Bureau of Land Management, Forestry Service, citizens literally creeping around watching you. Just they've recruited 400,000+ truckers. Now they want to expand it to millions. And the Eagle Eyes program to look for terrorists, but then they say, oh, and guns, or people spanking their children, or just anything. Just call police. Just spies everywhere. Marcus Wolf, the Stasi. But in a world where Americans can't find Iran on a map or can't find the U.S. on a map, they say Stasi Schmazi. Is that some kind of Austrian dish? No, ladies and gentlemen, it is the recognized most wicked, most evil surveilled society in world history. East Germany, the merger of the Nazi/GRU KGB system. And it makes me reel to realize they hired Primakov. I mean, they're hiring hundreds of thousands of aggravated felons for the National Guard and the military. I told you that years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They're hiring illegal aliens. I mean, all of that. Each one of those is red alert, red flags, emergency insanity, open martial law discussions, former KGB chiefs, former Stasi chiefs on how to set it up, and then they do it. You better be afraid of not fighting them and speaking out against them. The good news is they're totally discredited. The people are finding out now. This is not war-torn, destroyed East Germany where you could set this up. This is not the poor, enslaved Russians under Tsarist control and handed over to the commies. This is not feudal China becoming communism or feudal Japan. This is the United States. And there is a large segment, a huge growing remnant, who know exactly what's going on. And I assure the New World Order, you're trying to do this by increments, but you've moved too quickly. And I just want to speak to the police and military and others. For heaven's sake, I beg you, prostrate on my knees. I am bowing and kneeling and literally kissing your feet humbly. I will wash your feet if you would just wake up. Literally, at a spiritual level, I want you to know I am on my knees humbly begging you to be human beings, begging you to learn a little bit about history, begging you to look into my claims, begging you. These people that are in control of our country, absolute documented fact, mainstream history books, funded Lenin, funded Stalin, funded Hitler, put Mao into power. It's now on the History Channel. They love evil. They love to kill. They want to set up a police state. They want to stage terror. They want to arrest millions of people. They want to kill en masse. We've got to say no. Please listen to me. This is life and death. These folks do not play games. They will purge this country from one to the other. Do you know why it's called Night of the Long Knives? You ever heard that term? Eunice Rome, head of the SA, the Brown Shirts, several million strong, that stormed to power and brought Hitler to power after the staged terror attack, brought into full führership. A few months after the February 27th Reichstag fire, they had the Night of the Long Knives, and it wasn't gypsies or Jews or Christians that didn't go along, Protestants that didn't go along. That came later. It was tens of thousands, more than 20,000 SA members killed in a couple-week period. But in the Night of the Long Knives, they killed over 1,000 of the leadership, including Ernst Röhm. And they would do it inside their houses. They would get them in a car and take them down the street. And it's called the Night of the Long Knives because they bound them, gag them, and then slit their throats in ditches and at the end of cul-de-sacs or in their houses. Ernst Röhm, dog-like devotion to Hitler. When they walked into his cell after they had grabbed him, he screamed, "Heil Hitler," and the SS officer shot him four times in the chest. But most of them were taken and gagged, and then a big old SS dagger was drawn right across their throats. Now, purges are the first thing that's done once they take full power. And you are the number one target. Dirty cops, drug-dealing cops, corrupt FBI, hostage rescue team people, protective services and the federal marshals. Those of you that wouldn't, the good guys who wouldn't take part in bad as well, but also the bad. You are going to be killed. Now, they didn't believe it in Germany. They didn't believe it in Russia. They didn't believe it in China. They didn't believe it in 100-plus countries. They didn't believe it in Rhodesia. They didn't believe it in Rwanda. They didn't believe it in Nicaragua or El Salvador. They didn't believe it in Chile. They didn't believe it any of these places. Brazil, Sierra Leone. I want you, when you're on your knees in a ditch or in some federal processing center and these guys are strutting around laughing and they're felons, they're illegal aliens, they're black ops, and I want you, right as you hear them cartridge and load the gun, right as you hear them chamber the round, I want you, when you're in there smelling your last smells, seeing your last thing, right as they're giggling and there's a row of your dead buddies lined up next to you, I want you to remember that I warned you. Don't be like Ernst Röhm. Don't be like the 20,000 SA exterminated by Adolf Alois Hitler 2 months after he came to power. Because they know where all the bodies are buried. They have the system to overthrow the order. They are more worried about you blocking them, taking power from them, you remembering the story you were told of why you were doing this and then questioning, and then they're going to bring in the real dogs behind you. That aggravated felon they hired that you're forced to work with in black ops. That criminal you've been forced to work with. That illegal you've been forced to work with. That Czech Republic. That Russian. That Manilan. They're the ones that are going to be blowing your heads off, not us. You understand me? I don't want you to be hurt. I don't want you to die. I hate it when you set up old farmers who've got black powder, which is totally legal, just because your bosses want the property. And you have really cursed yourself doing that. You bought more bad luck than you can possibly imagine. You got God to deal with. But I don't hate you, and I realize you're weak-minded and we're sucked into a gang mentality and used. But I'm telling you as a student of history that you'd better listen up. And you'd better listen good and hard to what I'm saying, because I'm telling you the truth. Rumsfeld also urged his staff to conduct bumper sticker statements, mindless cliches, in an attempt to garner support, continued support for the occupation of Iraq. So they think you're dumb. In the most telling email, the former defense secretary ordered the Pentagon to link Iraq to Iran, heralding the birth of a now saturated propaganda talking point that Iran is fueling the violence in Iraq and helping to kill U.S. troops, despite the fact that British officials patrolling Iran and Iraq border admit there is no concrete proof that Iran is supplying Iraq. Rumsfeld's obsession with micromanaging every aspect of the propaganda offensive upon the American people led to him disseminating anything of up to 60, quote, snowflakes or memos every single day, which to the chagrin of Pentagon employees. His insistence that an artificial climate of fear be maintained in America about the threat of new terror attacks in order to sell the unpopular war in Iraq or the smoking gun for criminal charges to be initiated. By several of the very definitions of terrorism, Rumsfeld has probably engaged in terrorism by hyping the threat of terror to achieve a political objective. Definitions of terrorism: a psychological strategy of war by gaining political ends by deliberately creating a well-founded climate of fear among the civilian population. The unlawful use or threatened use of force or violence against people or property to coerce or intimidate governments or societies. The systematic use of terror and deliberate creation of exploitation of fear to bring about political change. You are guilty of terrorism. You are a terrorist, Rumsfeld.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. For a man is invented, he's doomed. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. She's just a pair. As the night grows dim, she'll say, who's gonna take away his license to kill? Now they take him and they teach him and they groom him for life and they set him on a pathway bound to Gideon. Then they bury him with stars. Sell his body like they do you, God. Now there's a woman on my blood.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, gold has hit $806 an ounce. $806. It has exploded past the psychological ceiling. Ted Anderson just came in during the break and said that those deals of $215 per quarter ounce with a collector coin, that's right near melt, folks, still stands throughout the weekend, but then that deal's over. 1-800-686-2237. Another sponsor here, a new sponsor. I've talked to folks that have been to these. They say they're very professional, well-done conferences. Loose Change guys and others I've talked to have gone to them. They cover 9/11, tax issues, the New World Order, the Crown Plaza Hotel, North Dallas Hotel, very nice. LiveFreeNow.org, Freedom Law School, 2007. Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference in Dallas, the 16th through the 18th, livefreenow.org. Check out all the amazing people that are going to be there. William Rodriguez, Tom Cryer, Larry Beecraft, April Gallup, Davon Kleiss, Dylan Avery. I think it's just Burmese going. I actually talked to him. Ted Gunderson, Mark Anderson, G. Edward Griffin, Paymon. We've got Sherry Jackson, but now she's fighting for her life. We'll see what happens there. Robert Lawrence, Joe Bannister, the list goes on and on. Sign up, get your tickets now at livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org, or 706-868-4271, 706-868-4271. Secure your place, and that's coming up in just about 15 days, or now 14 days, so go ahead and get your tickets at livefreenow.org or 706-868-4271. And just briefly, again, end game's out. The global elite openly saying they want to exterminate us once the world government's in place, and the tens of millions they've already killed in bio and chemo test and radiological events since then. It's all declassified. They just admit it. It's not even debatable. It's just all admitted. Well, they wouldn't kill 3,000 of us, but they do it over and over again before that and admit it. I mean, it couldn't be worse. We couldn't have worse psychopaths running things. They just, it's all about what they can get away with, and they're trying to set it up to go for broke. Endgame's available on DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, incredible high quality now, at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day, and all my other films and my book and Paul Watson's book. And go burn copies of it there. Use it as an armory, a foundry of resistance to forge the weapons of the info war. Go there and burn copies and give it to people. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your membership. And next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, 7 p.m. I'll be speaking at every event, and I hope you get tickets, and I hope to see you there. And that's it. No more showings here in Austin. I know we've got a lot of callers that are holding, and I'm going to continue with open phones next hour. I got into some of the Rumsfeld propaganda terrorism news. I haven't gotten into the global tax news, big developments there, and more on the economy and the police state. More cities call for cameras in citizens' homes. More cities call for new tattletale cores for the environment. Again, they've just launched their attack. We're going into the heavy jump point now where everything goes to another level just like that. So we're locked in, ladies and gentlemen. We're in battle formation going in against the New World Order.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hi, this